Right in the middle of textual healing, it's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. If you missed the first part, Melanie is on the phone with us. And she has a newer boyfriend. They've been together 4 or 5 months, and they're doing pretty good, except she thinks he's a cheater.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's maybe not that good, but she does kind of question him because he's always out for guys' nights, and he always acts a little different when he comes back, and he had a bachelor party he went to recently, and he was kind of strange after, so she got herself a burner phone trying to text him from a random number to see if he will either flirt back or if maybe she can get some dirt on somebody that he's messed around with. Before we played that song, she texted him, "Hey, sexy, how are you?" from that random number. And he texted back right away, "Who's this?" And then she said, what did you say, Melanie? You said, like, "Have you forgotten about me?" or something.
"Have you forgotten about me already?"
Okay.
Sad face. Oh,
yeah. With a sad face. Okay. Emoji, yep. So has he responded yet?
Yeah. Yeah, he responded.
Okay.
What did he say?
He said, "Are you the girl from the bachelor party?"
Oh, no.
Could he be any more incriminating in one text?
Yeah. And he also said, "How'd you get my number?"
Okay. Wait, I think that means that it may not be as bad as we thought.
He cheated and purposely didn't give her his number and was like, "Don't hit me up ever."
Yeah, because he's got a girlfriend who's on the phone with us right now.
Or it could they hired a stripper for the bachelor party and he thinks it's weird that the stripper is texting him.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
That could be, yeah.
Random girl that they met out at the bars. We don't know.
What if you said something back and just say, like, "One of your friends gave it to me."
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I'll say that.
And then you could also add on, like, "Yeah, what? You don't want to talk to me?" kind of thing?
Yeah, something flirty.
Yeah.
Oh, what,
Keep
though?
The vibe up.
"I just had so much fun.
I had to get a hold
of
you."
Yeah, "I just had so much fun. I got your number from your buddy."
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I like that, actually.
Yeah, you could try that.
Okay. All right. So, "I just had so much fun with you. I wanted to get your phone number from your friend."
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. And maybe like a smiley face or a winky face or emojis. I don't know, sort of flirty emoji.
"Hope it's okay" type of situation. Yeah.
"Hope it's okay." Sent. Okay.
All right, so you sent that. All right, he texts back quickly. What are you feeling right now? What are you thinking?
"I feel sick. I'm not happy right now.
No, I think it's too soon to rush to judgment. I really do. At first I thought...
She responded.
Dang.
Whoa.
Oh, he's, yeah.
Okay.
You got him on the line. He's
dude.
Yeah, you better start packing up his boxes and getting ready to put him on the porch because this doesn't sound like it's going...
You're dating like lightning fingers or something.
Yeah, he responds quick. What did he say?
"I don't understand this. He said, whatever, ... will you guys stop trolling me?"
Oh, he thinks it's his buddies.
Why would his friends be messing with him about...
I don't know. We're obviously not doing a very good job of like tricking him.
What if you just play along, not play along like you're trolling, but try to, you know, claim ignorance, like trolling.
Why would
I just thought you were cute or something like that.
How about just like trolling ? Like what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure, okay. Vague. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Okay, sent.
But then also something. Add maybe before he texts back, because he texts back super quick.
Yeah, hurry.
Why don't you be like, "I just thought you were sexy." Yeah. Try to pretend like you're still that woman.
Okay. Yeah, let's keep flirting with him.
"I just thought you were sexy." Okay, sent.
Okay.
Back to back real quick. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I think this is even looking better for him.
Yeah, because maybe he refused a lap dance and his buddies were making fun of him
for it.
Like, "Oh, I got a lady." And they're like, "Oh, you can't get a lap dance," something. Or...
He responded.
Oh,
what?
Oh, my God. Wow. I'm impressed now. Like,
this guy's always on his phone.
Seriously. Are you sure you want to be with this guy? I mean, if it comes out that he didn't cheat, this guy is just constantly glued to his cell phone.
Yeah, does he not have a job?
I mean, yeah, he literally is glued to his phone all the time. So it's nice because I get in touch with him quickly.
Yeah, if he ever doesn't text you back for like more than 2 minutes, then he definitely is cheating.
Yeah. Sounds like.
So what did he say?
He said, "Whatever, ... just because I cried during a lap dance doesn't mean you guys have to nag me about it for the rest of my life."
Shut up!
Because he cried during a lap
dance.
Shut up! Never happened in the history of
it. I've been to bachelor parties. I've been to a lot of strip clubs. I've never seen anybody crying during a lap dance.
Oh, I think even the stripper would be freaked out. Like,
do you
do you need a hug?
Yeah,
like,
that's an awkward lap dance. I wonder how long the lap dance went on with him crying.
Yeah,
man, poor sweet man. I do feel like we should troll him, though.
Oh.
Yeah, Melanie, you know how to pick him.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Does he cry often?
Is he sensitive?
In intimate moments?
No, He is so sweet, though, but I've never seen him cry.
Oh, my God.
Well, you got to give him a lap dance, and you'll see him cry, I guess.
You guys, I bet he felt guilty.
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say back
Don't
to
say
him.
Anything.
No, remember, we're still the girls.
What?
You guys. What? You guys, he said, oh, no.
What?
What happened?
He just said, whatever, at least I'm faithful, unlike Brad.
Ooh, that is some dirt.
Who's Brad?
Brad?
One of his brothers.
One of his buddies, obviously.
Do you know Brad's girlfriend?
Brad's wife is one of my good friends.
Things just got
This just
serious.
Went from funny to sad real
this
quick.
This is not cool.
Yeah.
No. I don't feel good about this anymore. I don't like what I'm doing. I don't want to be doing this.
It's too late. You are in the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
What do we say?
I can't let him know it's me.
Yeah.
What do I do?
You just say, you're right, we took it too far, and leave it like
or
that.
Or what if you just say, well, because if you took it too far, I don't think guys would be like, oh, you're right. It'd keep piling on. Just be like, ah, I got you, and then just throw the phone in the trash.
Oh, my God.
Or something like that, you know? Like.
So do we act like we're the stripper still, or do we act like
maybe,
we're the friends
trolling? Maybe, ah, got you with lots of crying emojis?
Yeah, something like that. Like, because you just want to get out. You just want to dismount at this point, right? Like, you want to get out of the situation.
Oh, my God. Okay, ha-ha, got you, crying faces.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's fine. Like four or five of them.
And then maybe the dancing girl emoji, like, for stripper.
No, just leave
just
it alone.
Just that.
Okay,
just
okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I already feel dirty.
Me too.
This is terrible.
Okay. Scent.
Well, you know your boyfriend's faithful.
Yeah.
And cries during lap dances.
Yeah, but how is she going to explain to Brad's wife, like, if you were to out...
She can send him this audio.
No.
For her.
No.
Well, then that shows that she doesn't trust her boyfriend.
Oh,
like,
you're right.
Oh, my God, this is such
a
mess.
Because, Melanie, you don't want your boyfriend to know that this was you, so you can't tell him that.
No, are you kidding me? That is a total trust break.
Yeah, and you opened up a can of worms. Now you have information that you probably didn't want to have.
Okay, here's the deal. You need to start planting the seed. Talk a lot of smack about Brad in front of his wife. Just talk about how much you hate him. Maybe she'll start to change her mind about the whole marriage thing, and then you won't ever have to out him.
Okay.
Let's get a burner phone and text Brad.
Yeah.
Let's just keep doing
it. You want to do it again next week?
Brad. I hate Brad.
Melody, you want to do it again next week? Just this time we'll text Brad?
Yeah.
Thank you guys for your help, but I think I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you should be done.
Hey,
I also think Brad's wife should be done, but she doesn't know it yet.
And don't let your boyfriend hang out with Brad.
Yeah.
No,
he's bad. Clearly.
No, he's faithful.
I think her boyfriend's fine. He's just going to cry if he sees something he doesn't like. So at least you're good. All right. Thanks a lot, Melanie.
Thank you, guys.